For decades, organizations like the American Red Cross and local fire departments have offered courses in basic first aid. Many Americans have at least a working knowledge of how to perform CPR. And some of us remember that ABC stands for airway, breathing, and circulation. But fewer among us are trained to give mental health first aid. That's the aim of an ongoing training series this summer in Lansing and Current State's Kevin Lavery is here to explain. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. Yes, in the realm of first aid, terms like CPR and ABC are pretty mainstream. But have you ever heard the term algae? Now, here's a hint, Mark. It's got nothing to do with seaweed.
Okay.
I spoke with Mark Phillips about mental health first aid. He's a recovery specialist with the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham County. And he says that mental illness is much more common than many of us think.
Yeah, one of the things that we touch on in the training is how prevalent mental health disorders are. Over 50% will experience some sort of mental health disorder in their lifetime. And the mean time that people wait before they seek a diagnosis is 10 years. So there's a lot of delay in getting treatment, and we see that mental health disorders are very common among all socioeconomic lines, race, gender, class.
And there's often stigma or ignorance or embarrassment that is attached to mental health disorders that I'm assuming keep people from getting themselves diagnosed and getting some treatment.
Yeah, and we talk about some of those stigma and barriers, and just the mental health first aid education helps to break down those barriers.
Oftentimes we are taught CPR. We're taught to look for things like signs of a heart attack or signs of a stroke. We don't often hear about mental health first aid.
Yeah, we draw the parallel between our course being similar to a first aid course that someone would take, the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation. And mental health first aid is a class that teaches people how to offer initial help to a person having a mental health crisis. And we have a youth version of that class, and we have an adult version.
What would separate everyday normal stress from a real mental health disorder?
When the disorder disrupts their daily lives. So you may have a youth that maybe they're very involved in sports, and all of a sudden they've quit baseball, they've quit basketball. Maybe they're very social and have a lot of friends, and all of a sudden they're kind of pulling away from friends and spending a lot of time alone. Or you just noticed symptoms of anxiety and depression. It's when it starts to interfere with their lives and their social settings that it becomes a disorder.
Okay, so there is often a sharp, dramatic change that is different from the everyday normal emotional anxiety or stress that we often feel.
Yeah, very much so. It's really looking at how it impacts the individual's life because a lot of it can be just typical adolescence.
What are some considerations when dealing with youth in their adolescent years from a mental standpoint that you just don't see very often with adults? What's really the distinction?
As part of our class, we give range of ages for when certain disorders appear. And for youth, the mean age for anxiety disorders to develop is 11. So you see many youth develop anxiety disorders, whereas things like bipolar, schizophrenia tend to develop later in life. Things like anxiety disorders, depression, eating disorders, substance use disorders tend to develop before the age of 21.
How widespread is this training, and is it really catching on here in Michigan?
Well, this training was developed in 2012, so it is a relatively new training. We're training today under a grant through the state of Michigan, and President Obama has endorsed this program in his State of the Union address. Governor Schneider in Michigan has done the same. So really the ball is starting to roll on youth mental health first aid. Our goal here at CEI is to train 700 people by September 30th. And this is going on in a 10 county area. So by the time this grant's done, it's hoped that 8,000 people will be trained in youth mental health first aid.
There's a difference between a sign and a symptom when it comes to mental and physical health. What's the distinction there?
A symptom is something that the individual is experiencing. Maybe they're having some anxiety, some depression. And a sign is what we, as either parents or guardians or teachers, see in that youth. So you may see, someone withdrawing from activity, not sitting with friends. So a sign, again, is what we see in the young person.
So if I'm someone who has some mental health first aid training and I come across someone who I think is exhibiting signs of a disorder, what am I looking for and what is my action plan to try to intervene on that person's behalf?
You're just looking for signs, again, that severely impact the youth's life. So whatever that looks like. As far as the action plan, the acronym is ALGI. It stands for Assessing for Risk of Suicide or Harm, Listening Non-Judgmentally, Give Reassurance and Information, Encourage Appropriate Professional Help, and Encourage Self-Help and Other Support Strategies. So that is the action plan that we teach.
Is this course open only to adults? Can other teens do this type of class on sort of a peer-to-peer level?
Oh, that's a good question. We've kind of limited to this grant to those 18 and over. There's been some discussion whether it's a relevant class for 16 to 17-year-olds to take. But with this grant, it's limited to adults 18 and over.
Mark, have we seen any real concrete results? And I know this may be difficult to measure once a class is finished. We have, in the last several years, seen so many cases of violence across our country with people who have mental health disorders of all ages. Is there any way to quantify that this training is taking hold and is preventing rash, dangerous behavior?
You know, coming up with numbers on that, it's probably too soon to try to draw that conclusion, but we've had several people take both the adult mental health first aid class and then they come and take the youth. And the comments that we're getting from the people that come back is they're able to apply what they learned in the first training. So we know that people are able to take back either to their work or their families or wherever they're interacting with people and are able to use the action plan.
Do you think mental health first aid will become as mainstream as CPR one day?
Yes, that's always been the goal of the program. It is in all 50 states, and the adult has been around for several years, but the youth, like I said, has just been rolled out since 2012. So, you know, with grants like this and other grants that I'm hoping will come, we want it to be as widespread as CPR.
How can people in the Greater Lansing area get involved with either youth or adult mental health training, and are there many other training opportunities available in the coming months?
You can contact our customer service department here at CEI Community Mental Health, and they will tell you what classes are available. You can also research on Eventbrite, which is www.eventbrite.com. To see upcoming classes, or you can call 517-346-8244 to find out what classes are available and how to register.
Mark Phillips is a recovery specialist with Community Mental Health of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham County. Mark, thank you for teaching us a bit about mental health first aid training.
Thank you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.